One of the things that we'd said before was that potentially it'd be worth us doing a bit of a role play or to demonstrate a little bit of MI, because we've touched on some examples, but perhaps maybe we could bring that to life if you think it'd be
okay. Yeah, we can give it a go. Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to ask you to maybe talk about something that other people have told you you should change. Yeah, and but you haven't changed yet.
Mm.
Maybe you could come up with something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe what we could do is maybe have a style of interaction which maybe isn't very MI, and then have a style of interaction which is a bit more MI.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl. Yeah?
Okay, yeah, go on. Have you got an idea there in your head there that you feel like talking about to 20,000 people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been thinking recently about how it is. I found it difficult because I now, especially our new headquarters has a gym attached to it, and I work in here every day. Okay. Yet I've just not been using it.
Okay. Right,
and that definitely has concerned me, because all the social determinants of health, I'm out of excuses.
Yeah.
I work in a gym and I'm not doing it.
So you're close to this place, so really you could do it, and it would probably improve your health.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just not getting around to it.
Right.
I'm too busy.
But you could probably fit it in because it's so close.
Mm. I should do, and I feel that, and it's sort of, I find it bizarre, I find it frustrating, it's sort of I'm irritating myself by it. But yeah, it is super close. It is literally next door, and I'm still not using it.
So, and in doing that, if you were to do it, then you'd probably be a good model for your business as well.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. But yeah, no, you're right. I would. I'd be able to. And there's some things I get right, but definitely with that, it just everything about it. There's no excusing it. It's something that I should be a model for practicing what I preach. And I think most of the time I do that. But actually, in this instance, it's actually my exercise levels have gone downhill despite my access improving.
Mm. Okay, so that was just a little excerpt of me sort of telling you why it would be a good thing. You know, you'd be modeling it to your business, you've got no excuses because it's right near and it would have some health benefits probably. And in that conversation I was really careful to listen for your reactions, and really what you were coming back with was, yes, I've got no excuses. So slightly shameful position that you were in there, and you were saying that you're too busy. Yeah, so you were giving me the barriers to this. Yeah, so it wasn't all bad. You said, yeah, I know I should and blah blah blah, but I'm not. Yeah,
as an observer, Rory, as a psychologist, I still think you were quite kind to Jack.
I was, yeah.
As a physio, I'd be going, well, you should be doing it, and this is why, exactly why, these are the benefits that you'd have.
You, you should have done the bad version.
The bad version, yeah.
And it's funny because I think you're right. There's definitely, we've probably experienced worse between the curtains any given week.
Yeah.
But I do think that I'll admit that even though I knew it was an exercise, I'm trying to distance myself from it. But I definitely, I've ended that little snippet of conversation feeling even worse about it than I did.
Right.
And less likely to change almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I'm playing into what we're planning there a little bit. But genuinely, all it has done has reinforced
that you're not
that you're not going to do
it. Doing it, and I do feel gutted about it.
Yeah,
and I've just
pathetic,
just told
and you're a bad role model. And
I mean, everyone knows already. All the listeners know that already. So I don't know why I have to share.
So let's give it another go. Yeah. Okay.
Cool,
so and really, I think I didn't go hard in on telling you what to do.
No, you didn't.
Because I wanted to show that these are really subtle interactions.
Yeah.
You know, they're very subtle. Mm. Yeah. So. And I guess you mentioned OARS, didn't you, earlier?
Yeah.
You know, this acronym that people pick up from motivational interviewing. And that represents four core skills, these mouse-level core skills. Open questions, affirmations, these noticing qualities in people. Reflective statements and summaries, you know, which are things that you hand back to the patient that you've heard them say, normally things that are about motivating change. So I'm just going to use one of those skills. Yeah, we're not going to do motivational interviewing, but I'm just going to ask you the question. So, you know, what would be the three benefits? Yeah, for you. Yeah, to actually use the gym here.
I think I'd feel fitter. and be able to be the change that, but be able to be a demonstrated example of the change that my business wants. But also just, I know the, when I have exercised more regularly before, especially the variety that I'd be able to bring in the gym, I feel my mental health improves. I feel more at one, at peace. My sleep's better. You know, there's various different things that just mean that I'm a better person for it. So I don't know if that's three.
Yeah, well, so for you, you know, you should be modelling what your whole business is about. Yeah, it's about health and fitness. But actually, personally, it would improve your mental health. It would improve your fitness. Yeah. And make you feel all around better, yeah, in yourself.
Yeah, I think we all, I personally just always sort of, even though I know I should, it's just one of those things that getting round to it, or convincing myself that, oh, it'll be better, it'll be easier next week, there'll be less on next week, or if I just schedule this, and it's just that I've been hiding from it a bit.
And you think now's the time to maybe make the change?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I feel like I need to make sure that the I hear myself internally realizing that these excuses aren't, that the pros outweigh the cons so significantly, and that the access, as I mentioned before, is so good that I do just need to make that change and plan better. I think that's the thing. I think that's my insecurity, the planning bit. I'm not organized enough to sort of see that through.
Right.
Planning the work stuff, because that almost has to plan itself.
You know all the reasons you should be doing this, because they're real reasons that will make a benefit in your life, yeah? But actually, it's the planning that's required now to make it a reality.
Yeah, I just need to be organized and cut against some of my disposition a little bit, is that, you know, I like to see how it goes, and if there's enough planned in my diary, I look for the gaps and think, oh, there's a bit of play there, and instead of then placing myself in and thinking that might be an opportunity to do some self-care and to exercise, instead I'm sort of shoehorning in other bits of work.
Right, so we could obviously go on a bit longer, but
well, I'm going to the gym
there, yeah.
But do you know what? I was just about to say, as an observer, you look so much more animated in that conversation compared to the sort of slumped posture.
I don't think I'm a good enough actor to be, you know, because it could seem now so contrived.
Yeah, it could.
So I'm so sorry for the listeners if they do feel like I've just played into that role, because there will be a bit of that, and I'll accept that. But as a general rule, yeah, I mean, and also I was trying to distance myself from knowing what you were doing and trying to comply. But I definitely, you do feel it. It was an easier conversation to have. It really was, even though, you know, it's not something that, especially in a situation like that where we were canning it almost. It definitely did just feel more fluid, and you definitely appeared to be listening carefully, and also you were there wasn't an inherent interruption in there at all. You know, I don't know if you weren't forcing the issue last time, but you were definitely. I could tell that I needed to cut short my sentence, which arguably I should do more of anyway.
Just observing the reflection, it wasn't just a sort of simple reflection from you. It sort of, you were listening and then did a sort of summary of a deeper meaning behind what Jack was saying.
Well, I took a bit of a risk there.
Yeah.
I think it's worth just quickly summarizing the differences between those two. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm trying to listen to myself, obviously, but I probably said more in the first little spiel than I did in the second, maybe. Yeah. I only made three utterances in the second, and that was one open question and two reflections. And also I really listened to you, and it sounded like actually you do want to do this, yeah? And so I took a bit of a gamble there, in really deeply listening to where you were at and saying, it sounds like you're ready to do something about that. And that was a risk, because I don't know that you are. Right. But the truth is, it took you to a place where you decided, actually, this is about organization rather than motivation to actually do it. Mm. Yeah. And so, you know, that'll be the thing for you to walk away and think, well, how can I plan it into my week? But I think the difference between the two is probably 50-50 conversation between you and me in the first one. And I hope, and this is the target when you're trying to be competent in MI, 70% of the time you're talking and 30% of the time I'm talking in the MI interaction. Mm,
no, for sure. No, I think I agree that's definitely how it went and that's how it felt. Mm. And I think you're right. There's got to anticipate when to not opt out, but to actually just. You sound like you're there, actually. You know, there's fewer barriers, there's fewer things. Mm. The solution has emerged, in a sense. And so, like you say, it was nice to see, because that's a concern that people sometimes have, is that it's that even when that's bubbling up, and it sounds like there's a readiness to change, it's like a wash, rinse, repeat almost, that you have to then go, as if it's a
churning
it has to forcefully
over it,
soul search.
Hall of mirrors, we
else.
Call it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know, where the practitioner ends up in a hall of mirrors, just handing the same old rubbish back. Yeah, you know, and it's and the clients there going, "I'm ready. You know, I want to do something."
Still reflecting.
Sure, you know, yeah. You seem a bit unsure about this, and that isn't motivational interviewing. That's bad. You know, not listening really.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially I'm very much glad we did that. In many ways, cause I feel inspired to change, but also because I think that's going to, I'll probably contain that just to go off script a second, but I'm going to probably contain that as a clip. I think that'd be
really nice.
Clip, especially with your interjection stuff. Thank you for those, because it was really good as an observer.
Observing
to see that, because we were in the zone, but that was really nice. So I think we'll be able to clip that and whether. Could embed it still within, but also potentially.
But also physically, you did look different.
Yeah, you did. You can see. Yeah,
you looked more thoughtful. Actually, right. Genuinely.
Did a bit of this.
That's it. I suppose. Yeah, I do get animated with my hands, but I felt that way. And then it's really hard for me to know, and I really wasn't trying to put any performative thing on it. The only, playing devil's advocate. When we're trying to identify, you were trying to, as you didn't, I can't remember the term you used, but you were waiting almost a reflection or choosing to, when you're choosing and selecting the bits to bring back to me, you're not paraphrasing, you're paraphrasing certain things or you're offering. How do we make sure that we don't just then spin? Because you didn't, don't get me wrong, but it wouldn't have taken much to just simply take what I said and just add a 10% and therefore spin what I was saying.
Well, let's do that. Let's do that right now. So it sounds like you're ready, you know, this afternoon to get on that gym.
Yeah. I'll have a look at my diary.
Exactly. So how did that feel?
Yeah,
you looked awkward.
Yeah, you're on your back foot.
I feel threatened.
Yeah.
Who are you to say that? Yeah. I don't know what my schedule is. Even though really I should be bloody doing.
It's a dance. Yeah, that you're never going to get it accurate, and you wouldn't want to get it accurate because you're guessing what's going on in that person. Right, yeah. Okay. So all the time you're dancing with the person, and you're sort of trying to understand them. You're genuinely trying to understand them, but also directing them to the possibility, because there is a possibility in you that you will go out into that gym. You want to do it. You want your mental health to improve. You want all those reasons. If you told me there were no reasons, no benefits, then I might have handed that back as well. So spin doesn't really come into it, because that's trying to get people to change. And, and that's not what this is about. And this is about helping them to decide.
And I'm just thinking sort of the listeners now of like, oh, do I want to even try this now? Because it might, you know, create something, you know, and to go away that I don't want it to go. But sort of to reassure them that actually if you reflect something and it's not a true reflection, if you've already built that rapport with someone, they'll let you know in a way that's not confrontational, that actually that's not quite right how it is for me, you know. Hopefully.
Absolutely. Which is why you require supervision as well, because... you know, listening back, I mean, even self-supervision of listening to your own audio tape back, you know, and I'll listen to this and, you know, probably think, oh, I probably could have done that a bit different, because, you know, I didn't exactly remember what you'd said about your fitness and your health, and I have lost a bit of that in my head, and I was punishing myself for that. God, you didn't listen well enough. But I've got four microphones in front of me and I'm on telly, yeah, so I'm going to forgive myself for that. But that's why supervision is important, because then you notice, I'm not quite getting it with this client, or I'm doing too much head stuff and I need to actually just let go and listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's really, really valuable.